Today in Niagara Falls, a forum will focus on the work of EB5 Capital and how the entity has been able to attract foreign capital and invest it into Western New York projects that create jobs. And we're joined this morning by William Gresser, president of EB5 New York State. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, EB5 New York State was founded in 2007. If you could, maybe give us an outline of some of the local projects your company has been able to fund.
Sure thing, Jay. The whole point of the EB5 program, when Congress created the program, was to spur job creation. And they do that by allowing overseas investors to invest in projects that create new U.S. jobs. And when a person does this, he or she can then earn a visa for themselves and their family to come to the U.S. So what we look for in projects in Western and upstate New York are those that are going to create a lot of jobs so that we can have an opportunity for people to invest into them. And good examples of projects that we've been able to finance and support with EB5 Capital include projects on the medical campus and our first project being the Gates Vascular Institute here in Buffalo and other developments on the medical campus. The reason that we're able to help support those projects is because of the number of new U.S. jobs that they're creating.
Okay, now if you could tell us how much money are we talking about here, and perhaps can you give us a description of some of the parties that have been involved in helping to fund these projects, where the capital actually originated from?
Sure, sure. An EB-5 investor must invest a minimum of either $1 million or $500,000. And these people come from all over the world. The single largest country is China, but investors in our projects have come from all over the world, whether it's Western Europe, Eastern Europe, Asia, Canada, Mexico. And there has been a growing interest in the projects here in Western New York from these overseas investors. Part of the reason for that is the success we've had. And the success is really determined by the jobs that are created. The most important thing for these investors is that they make an investment, and in order for them to earn a U.S. visa, they must prove that those new U.S. jobs were created. And here in Western New York, with the growth in the economy and the tremendous projects that are ongoing, we're able to offer people investments into projects that have created so many jobs, like, for example, on the Gates Vascular Institute, which has been not only successful as a tremendous hospital and a tremendous benefit to the community, but also was a very, very good EB-5 project because of the jobs it created.
Now, you started the company in 2007, and that's right around the start of the Great Recession. So I can only imagine that you ran into some difficulties starting things off, yet you've already outlined some of the successes that you've had. Can you characterize perhaps a change in the interest in investing in Western New York today, say, compared to when you started?
Yeah, but that's a really good question, and it comes from two sides. The EB-5 program started in the early 1990s, but it wasn't until the, say, 2007-2008 financial meltdown that the program really took off. And developers and banks were able to see that they could utilize EB-5 capital as a component of the overall capital they're using to develop projects. So part of the issue was local developers and developers throughout the U.S. really becoming accustomed to EB-5 and how they could use it. At the same time, the growth in Western New York has made it much more attractive for overseas people to identify projects. The role of the state, the role of the medical campus have been so important in helping this, you know, region grow. And that growth it just leads to additional investors wanting to come here and support job creating projects here. So it was very, you know, it was a real education process, both for local developers and banks and financial groups, as well as overseas investors. But now that that's done, we're seeing a tremendous growth in interest, both from developers here regionally, but all throughout upstate, and then from investors overseas wanting to put their capital here in the Buffalo area.
And it's quite a process to kind of imagine that there's this capital in whatever foreign country you've named some of them already, making its way through this whole process and here into Western New York. How do you go about recruiting that potential capital?
Sure. The interesting thing about the EB-5 program is that so many people want to come to the U.S., and the vast majority of the people use the EB-5 program for their children. They want their children to be able to come to the U.S. primarily for education, but also for the opportunities to work here. And an individual who makes an EB-5 investment must not only invest capital, but he or she must also show that at least 10 new jobs were created for each person, and then they become a U.S. taxpayer on their worldwide income the moment they receive a visa. So it's a huge undertaking for them. The reason that they do this is for the benefit of their kids. And that's what we see for 90% of the individuals who participate. Now, a lot of people in the U.S. won't know much about the EB-5 program, although it's grown so quickly in the past 5 or 10 years. But overseas, a lot of people do, because they see that this is a way that they can help their children come to the U.S. So when we go overseas to talk to people, most of them are familiar with EB-5, and most of them are familiar now because of the work we've been doing with Western New York and our projects here. And there is an organized network of individuals who'd like to come to the U.S. for the benefit of their kids. And even though this is a difficult process for them, they are ready to come. And over 10,000 visas were issued last year, and there's over 12,000 people currently being processed, if you will, by the U.S. government. So there's a steady stream of folks that want to move to the U.S. to help their children.
William Gresser is president of EB-5 New York State. He joins us by phone this morning. Thank you, sir, for your time.